today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
They say the greatest generation, but he was a generous guy, and he always looked
out for
his kids.
Was he in World War II?
Yes, he was.
He
was in the Army. He was a second lieutenant, I think.
Wow. Did he ever leave before 5?
Yes. That's a dick move. That deserves a...
You know, he might be a dick, actually.
Probably Salt Lake, Wyoming, then into the state of Washington.
Do those
which I think is
going
to be beautiful.
Yeah, look at a map.
Huh?
You might have to go through Oregon to get to Washington.
You think?
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay, now you're making me... Now I have to go into it. You know, you pains in the asses.
If you had to choose a favorite host of the two, be it Joe or Rob, do you have one that you prefer?
I do. I prefer Rob there. Joe Robinson. I'm sorry. Can we say that?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Jolene, it's Mike. Hi. Just wanted to say one of our best listeners, Jolene from Las Vegas, I wanted to say to you that I got your message that you're positive and not negative. I was reacting, Jolene. I just want to be clear about this. To the best of my knowledge, you did like it when someone said Oscar was a dick. That was why I reacted as though. Also, my other Jolene, for full explanation, my your unhealthy relationship with Todd Moore is the other reason.
Yeah.
It is the other reason that I have done that. So I just wanted to be. I don't doubt for a second that you're extremely positive, and you were super positive last night when you posted not only a picture of your fruitcake in its foil container, but that you had gotten one of them out, cut a slice, and put 3 dollops of whipped cream
beautiful
on there.
Beautiful picture,
which was which really got me excited, and I'm very, very excited. Well, I don't know yet because Rob normally gifts the O'Mara household with your special batch.
Well,
right?
The special batch will be made this weekend. My mother and I have set aside Saturday, so you will have them next week.
Do you get? Let me ask you this because this is valid now. After
yes, of course.
What 3 years we've been doing this?
This
now?
Is our third year in the Mike O'Mara kitchen.
Third year
yes.
of really making them. You know, we started with the gifting, and then we actually. Made them a product of the TMOS Enterprise.
Right.
When you are now doing the second batch with your mom, still enjoyable for you, or with all the fruitcaking you've already done, do you get a little crisp? And do you feel like, with people like me, a sense of obligation to send them out to friends and family members?
No, there's no... Last year, you may recall, we postponed the second batch until January because we had some timing issues. We're actually ahead of schedule this year, despite a few COVID-related...
I'm seeing pictures of them all over online.
The last ones were in the mail yesterday. They are on the way. If you ordered a fruitcake, it is on the way. And
yeah,
I want to...
He's been on it. He's got the system down 100%. And really, kudos to you and the team for doing this.
The whole team. I would be also remiss if I didn't mention Tom from the Silver Spring Post Office, who actually...
Tom.
Now I just text him.
Tom.
And Tom comes by with a big, I think they call it a two-ton postal truck, the kind
Tommy
that has
boy.
The shelves on the
Tommy
side
boy.
Of the van. And I told him 5 o'clock, we were finishing up yesterday. He sat and waited for us until we finished. 20 minutes, Tom did.
That's very a good sweet. Did you give him a fruitcake?
Yeah. Gave him a fruitcake and ornament and a little consideration. So thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
That's very, very
the
nice.
The entire team. But so the fruitcakes are all on the way. This
takes
year,
a village, Rob.
It does. Yeah. A podcast village. Mm-hmm. And we got everything done. So we will bake ahead of Christmas this year. Yeah. Last year, we were a little crispy because of some scheduling issues. But we did great this year. So we're fine.
And the specialty fruitcakes will have black tar heroin in there.
Exactly. Well, you soak the raisins in heroin.
Hours?
Yeah, and they say they absorb all that good heroin tastiness.
Is that it?
Well, I mean, it's just it's exciting to see all the pictures of people.
I love it.
You know, we get excited to sell them. We get excited because it's a It's a fundraiser for the show. I should say that we also get excited when people get them.
Yes.
Because especially first-timers, when they get them, they're going to love them.
It's a big deal.
And Jolene did say, best batch ever, which is huge to me.
She was super positive last night. I think she reacted to the discussion, you know. And Todd jumped on the thread, too, where Jolene was telling me how nice she was by saying, Governor of Nevada. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that's all about. But Todd is still lurking.
Yes.
And he's still conjuring, and it's frustrating.
Was it a campaign statement? Is he running for governor of Nevada?
He couldn't. He lives in the Florida Keys.
I think those rules are very loosey-goosey anymore. I think the governor can live anywhere.
Well, you know, the rules are loosey-goosey everywhere now.
Yes.
Because people can do whatever they want. That's mm-hmm. what it seems like. But
it's America.
He's out there. Do you have any contact with Todd?
No.
Whatsoever anymore, Oscar?
No.
Does he still consider himself a friend of the show?
Oh, yeah, I think he does.
Okay, good.
That's a good thing. I know that at this moment, frankly, probably until in the inauguration, and it's done, how do I reengage with someone that's in complete
opposite beliefs than I am? You think it's even going to be solved after the inauguration?
Well, at least for me, it will. I can be like, hey, he's in office. We can move on now.
Also,
see,
I know Todd.
Confidence that the guys that owe me money on my Biden bet are going to pay me even after the inauguration. If they're all saying it's fixed and it's not legitimate, then why would they pay? They could forever not pay.
This is my own interpersonal relationship.
Right.
I'm not saying.
Yeah, we're
for
not. I'm sure you're talking
right?
about Todd.
Yes,
you're talking about Todd.
Yeah.
Is Todd still scheduled to speak at the inauguration? Because I don't even know.
I don't know.
I know he was going to. He was going to sing like Aretha Franklin.
Oh, look.
By the way, how are they going to do it? Nobody's talked about. Well, maybe they have. How are they going to do the inauguration?
Virtual.
They're not going to have a.
You can buy a cardboard, Mike. You can buy a cardboard cutout and attend the inauguration.
No, they're setting up scaffolding, aren't they? And they're setting up the bleachers and all the seats at the Capitol.
I don't know if that's actually happening.
I don't think that could.
It is
happen.
Happening.
Could
I saw it last night. They
might have seen a meme from a few years ago.
Biden meme.
All right, now you're gonna make me go. So first time, once again, I rely on the computer.
Why would
get
they want
here.
Crowds to get together?
You know, that's
I don't
so
think
anti-
it's crowds. I think
so,
it's for the dignitaries.
But that's
I don't
so
know.
Anti
I'm
how
check.
Biden has handled the whole thing. You know what? Maybe Trump is setting it up.
Yeah.
To make it look like Biden's doing it.
See, he wants to get everybody together.
He wants
real
to be
nice
a super spreader.
Yeah.
Super spreader inauguration.
Made fun of me in the Rose Garden. Look at this mess.
Poorly attended. Lazy, unenergetic.
Mike, I can drive by
work
the Capitol
already
today.
Underway for presidential inauguration. This is from AP. I love AP.
Yes.
While much of Washington is twisted in knots over the upcoming election, there's another contingent already busy trying to figure out how to stage an inauguration for the to be determined. Hold on just a second.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For the to be determined next president during a pandemic. Visitors to the U.S. Capitol and the White House can already see preparations underway for the January 20th ceremony,
Ooh.
A date set by the 20th Amendment of the Constitution. Blah, 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 blah. Construction work, Oscar, is taking place with the mindset that it is easier to scale down if the coronavirus makes that necessary than to scale up.
Okay, so they are making a plan that it could happen, but they're not saying it's going to happen.
So they're not really going into the details. The committee has voted to hold the inaugural ceremonies on the west front of the Capitol.
All right.
A tradition that began under Ronald Reagan, the architect of the Capitol, is busy constructing the inaugural platform from scratch.
Yeah,
the platform traditionally holds more than 1,600 people, including the president and vice president, members of Congress, Supreme Court justices, and the outgoing president and vice president.
Hey, you know it's going to be
those
tough.
Those seats will be available.
Oscar, no plywood in town. How are they going to build it? All the plywood's on the streets.
Well, I'm going to put it from China.
China.
This is an October 24th, so they're doing what they said.
All right.
But in recognition that life has changed as a result of COVID, this is an old story. It may be updated. Lawmakers are leaving all options on the table when it comes to safety precautions that could be taken. So we don't know 100% yet. Let me see.
Yeah, but I mean, logically, would you want the world leaders and all of the justices and, you know, honestly, former presidents all getting together in this pandemic at the moment?
Todd might. A chance to advance.
I'd be hesitant to green light that if I had the power to.
I'm not even sure I watch it on TV. It scares me to do that. That's too close.
Well, I'd watch a virtual inauguration with just that's safely done.
All right, this is from 4 days ago.
All right.
How Biden's inauguration could be affected by COVID-19 and Trump's absence. And okay. There's a picture, Oscar. You should know this, living in Washington, D.C. There's a picture all over the place of all the scaffolding where they're doing the
I don't drive by the Capitol every day.
I know, but yes, you live in D.C.
I'll send you a picture. And if there's nothing there.
Don't bother. Don't.
You know what? I'll post it on the fan club and let them weigh in.
Mike, he goes to the Capitol every day. He goes, ah!
On Friday. Let me see. This is from December 6th. So 4 days ago.
4 days
ago.
On Friday, the president-elect said his inauguration will follow a similar model, telling reporters it could resemble the Democratic National Convention this summer rather than the typical celebration that regularly brings. So that's going to be totally different.
Yeah.
They're not going to be people. They're not going to be hundreds of thousands of people.
Good.
There probably will not be a gigantic inaugural parade down Pennsylvania Avenue, Biden said. But my guess is you'll see a lot of virtual activity in states across America. That's it. That answers
Sweet.
That question.
You know, that's great because, you know, it's always too cold at the inauguration anyway.
Safety first. It is.
I went to a couple of them, and cold was the word. The worst one was I think
Truman.
What's the one I went to with? Was it Obama's second one that I went to with Jimmy?
Yeah, you took a boat.
It took a boat. So cold. That was super cold.
Coolidge. I went to a George. I cut school and went to a George H.W. Bush's inauguration, and it was
That's
freezing
cool.
cold. Freezing.
That's back
cold.
When you were a registered Republican, wasn't it?
Of course, and I was head of the Young Republicans.
What happened?
Rob was a young Republican. Rob was a. How long were you in the YFR?
All of high school, so 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Oscar, now it's your cue to ask me what YFR is.
I'm sorry.
Your cue to ask me. You asked me what YFR is. Rob can't because I'm directly.
Why is YFR?
Rob, how long were you in the YFR?
Okay, you ready, Oscar? Because I'm going to do my line
ready,
now.
Ready,
okay,
ready.
I did. I was all through high school, all 6 years.
What's YFRS?
All right, that's it. I'm sorry.
Did I mess it up?
He's not. Yes, you did.
Oh.
It's ruined now. It's
give
ruined.
Me one more chance. One more chance.
All right, let's take three.
Okay, take two from
take
top.
Three. It's not YFRS. There was no S there.
Okay.
You know. So, Rob, how long were you in the YFR?
My entire high school career, Mike. All 6 years.
Mike,
that's special.
What is the YFR?
Young Fat Republicans. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I had to buy a
took us three takes.
Mike, I had to buy a special bow tie because I called the airlines and got a bow tie extender. So it would go around my neck.
It's sad. It's just another thing that's going to be screwed up because of the COVID.
It's change.
You know, I get it. I get the way that that goes down.
I think it's, you know what? I think it's going to be okay. I mean,
what's going to be okay?
If they do it as a virtual, I mean, it's not even virtual.
Yeah, it's going to be virtual.
It's an actual inauguration. They can really, do you know, remember how beautiful and how we were awestruck by the Democratic convention and how well they pulled it off? If they have all the elements.
I wouldn't use the expression awestruck.
Well, that first night was
a television production.
It was fantastic.
No, it's a great television production, but if they're setting up the scaffolding, what the hell are they doing? Why are they setting up the bleachers if there's not going to be, it's going to be virtual?
They might as well make them build it.
Yeah, and if you build it, they will come.
Don't you believe that they ought to be, this is the whole thing about not coordinating with people and all that.
Yeah.
If it's going to be virtual, I guess you can have the certain principles out on the Capitol steps. What's the point if you're not having people there? Do it inside.
Yeah. Just like at the baseball stadiums or the NFL stadiums, the
cutouts
of the people.
Easy, great fundraiser.
And then the players, which are technically the judge and the Biden
the
family,
players
they would get up.
And then the guy with the Bible is the coach.
Everyone around them are the cardboard cutouts of the people that would have been there.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I got it. I can one-up you.
Yes.
They had to close down Madame Tussauds Wax Museum here in Washington, D.C. because of COVID. They have all political-based figures in there because it's the Washington, D.C.
Right,
Wax
down.
Museum.
All right, I get it.
We've done virtual cardboard cutouts. Wax right, Inauguration.
Yes, wax dummies.
Yes.
The inauguration presents the inauguration presents a challenging timeline for any new administration under normal circumstances. That's according to Emmett Béliveau, who was the executive director for President Barack Obama's first inauguration. Nice.
Okay.
And went on to serve in several roles in the Obama White House. He says, quote, "Now it's exacerbated not just by the pandemic, but by the delay in acknowledgement of the transfer of power by the Trump administration." Mm-hmm. He added, pointing to the fact that Biden's team was established roughly 2 weeks later than Obama's inaugural organization, due in part to the General Services Administration's refusal to formally acknowledge his victory. Construction crews have been at work around Washington preparing for the inauguration since September. See, this is like one hand doing one thing, even mm-hmm. though it might right. not mm-hmm. be necessary. That, to me, would represent a tremendous waste of money.
Of course.
Right? I mean, if they're yeah. doing all that.
How about out of character for
our
government.
The stimulus package? Work on that. Mm-hmm.
We're right. going to pay you in scaffolding, Oscar.
They mentioned the 1,600 people it holds. They're not going to put 1,600 people up there. It's expected to hold far fewer people next month to account for social distancing during the proceedings, but it sounds like they're going to have it out there. Biden said Friday he still expects some sort of ceremony outside the Capitol.
There you go.
There it
all
is.
Right.
And he has previously said he wouldn't wear a mask during his swearing in.
Yeah, of course.
Well, those old Supreme Court judges. Yeah. Well, they're younger, the ones that are going to, yeah, because they're
all them in a big
like
phone
flies.
Booth.
Yeah.
A spokesman for the House Senate Committee, just so much. I mean, do you ever wonder with this committee, that is organizing the Capitol Hill swearing-in ceremony told ABC News that planners working with Biden's team plan to implement a layered health and safety approach, which will include masks, social distancing, and testing for COVID-19. The group is considering mandatory testing for anyone on the platform near Biden.
Yeah, what about there a vaccine for all the VIPs?
Be good.
Well, they're usually in the high-risk category because they're so
yeah.
old.
Yeah, and they're important.
Certainly.
And money.
And you know, they're planning on the president still getting vaccinated,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the things yeah, we're going to do
January,
to show people
hopefully
that
they're all within their window of when they're Teflon.
Right.
I think a host of ex-presidents are all going to be vaccinated live on television.
Yeah.
That's exciting. That's
going
exciting,
it's going to be
it?
Hosted, Mike, by Jane Lynch.
Rob, you know, with your camera shot, I'm continuously looking at the Christmas card over your right shoulder.
Yeah, it's the
shoulder.
First Christmas card that the show got this year.
Yeah. Okay.
And can it reads, you, yeah, it reads, right. Oscar is a dick. No, it doesn't. It says
Oscar is a dick.
It says, Oscar is a dick.
And he's got poor comedic timing.
It's got a beautiful scene of a snow. It looked like a snowscape of a New England town. People are skating, and it says, "Wishing you happy celebration and hoping this is the wonderful Christmas you deserve." Let me try that again. "Wishing you happy celebrations and hoping this is the wonderful Christmas you deserve. Merry Christmas from the Kane family in Elizabeth, Pennsylvania." Thank
That's
you, the
so
Kane
sweet.
Family. So I
Very
love getting
nice.
Christmas cards. I like
yeah,
seeing it.
Did
there.
You shake it like the like yeah. you usually do?
Well, this is something Oscar really enjoys. When we used to get a letter at the furniture store, my grandfather would open it. Let's pretend this is the envelope. He would go,
yeah.
and then go. He'd shake it to see if a check would come out, and he'd look at me and then scowl and say, "No check." So the
Back
Kane family,
the
it was a lovely
sent
gesture.
Checks to
yeah,
people
it, was a, it was a lovely but non-financial Christmas gesture from the Kane family.
That's very sweet. Send them.
Yes.
Send them.
Hey, in the olden days, your grandfather, did he do like 0% financing or any of those tricky
it,
things
it,
they
it
do
was,
now?
No. It was said that if my grandfather did not own his furniture store in Falls Church, no one who got married from 1960 to 1980 would have furniture in their house. He was so relaxed on the payment plans. He would set up really, really long-term payments and let people buy on credit and good faith and just got them the furniture.
Did he ever get – were you ever aware that he got burned in that situation at all?
No. Actually, what did him in, right?
No. Actually, he closed down just because he got old and my Uncle Philip moved away.
Loan sharks, Oscar.
Well, he did have his legs broken.
Well, it was the gambling debts, right?
He says, he said, "I understand that you want to give me a Davenport, but that's
I'm reading
not
that
gonna
book
put
you
anything."
Sent me. I'm reading that book about the 30s gangsters.
Yes.
That book, and it's hard. I keep going. It's been a real slow journey where
yes,
I'm kind of peeking at it, and then it's like, because it's like Murder. But it's good. But okay, it's good. I like it. I like it a lot. We may have to talk to that guy.
I like that.
The mafia. But your grandfather,
he never really got burned on that. He was a generous man, but a wise man. I don't think he took any unnecessary risks with people that he trusted.
Just like Santa.
Yeah, exactly. And except for the time that, it was the 78th.
Was he like Martini in It's a Wonderful Life? You know, bread. So this house. Was he like George Bailey? You're painting a picture of George Bailey. You know,
well,
when you say it's said that nobody that got married between the 1960 and 1980 would ever have furniture in their house without your grandpa. Because he was so, you know, Merry Christmas, you old building and loan.
Well,
you know, did he like forego his honeymoon because he had to come back and help his father with the store or something
well,
like that?
Well, he, for one thing, I've known him the entire time I knew him to take a vacation once. And it was to drive cross country to his son's wedding. Mm. Every other day, he worked every other day that I ever knew him. So he was a really, you know, they say the greatest generation, but he was a generous guy and he always looked out for his kids.
Was he in World War II?
Yes,
he
was.
World War
II? He was in the Army. He was a second lieutenant, I think.
Wow.
Did he,
okay.
Did he ever leave before 5?
5 a.m.
That's a dick move. That's that deserves.
You know, he might be a dick. Actually,
dick move again. That is such a dicky thing to say.
He was part of the greatest generation. He worked his butt off. He was good to his customers. Right?
Good to his. He great raised 8 wonderful children. As a kid.
This is Rob's grandfather we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
He delivered ice in the summer. He delivered coal in the winter. His mom owned a general store. And again, she was a consistent credit extender so that people during the Depression could eat and, you know, have what they needed.
So back in the day, it really wasn't as advertised as it is now with big financing companies.
No.
These companies that process. It was more... Like you'd look the guy in the eye and he'd say, how about if we do it this way?
Exactly.
And they'd pay and he'd get a little more like with a financing rate, but nothing
I think there was it was like a minute. I seem to remember one of the tickets said like 1.5% or something like that.
So, I mean, practically giving it
nothing.
Away,
just
extending the payments for the furniture.
And what consider the time value of money. I mean, that really adds up.
And what was the markup on the furniture?
7,000%.
He won either way.
That's right.
And how big was the furniture store?
It was, square footage-wise, probably.
I don't know square footage. Was it a big one, small one?
No, not really. Yeah. It had a decent like showroom floor.
11.
No, it's much smaller than 11.
Oh. What about the room store?
I've never been.
You've never been to the room store?
No, no. Well, I know that that is here. Now, I believe.
Love to get them as a sponsor.
Value Village. That's where I go.
It had
Value City.
That's what I mean.
It had a regular size showroom and then an upstairs and then sort of some warehouse area in the back. I believe it's at 442 South Washington Street in Falls Church. I believe now it's an Elevation Burger.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
When did the advent? He was still alive, right? When the big furniture companies started to take over business, right?
Yeah.
I mean, furniture is just one example of it. There's still a few mom and pops.
Well, he worked.
Down
he actually
here.
Started with a company that was, I think they might still be in Fairfax, called Miller and Wren. And he started working for them. Then he split off and opened in like 1958 is when he opened his own business. But by the time those big box furniture stores were happening, he was already selling to kids of people that he sold furniture to originally. So it was a very good relationship.
Did he ever have an opportunity to expand it into one of those monstrosities, or did he just choose not to?
No.
Because he wanted to keep it small.
He did a couple things. Like, we had for a while a warehouse that we rented in Falls Church, and a couple times a year, he'd do like a warehouse sale.
Like a blowout?
Yeah, where he would let people actually come into the warehouse and look at the furniture stacked up. It was kind of a neat thing.
Did he ever have...
You and I both like, is it Avalon? Is that the movie that we watch about Baltimore and the
furniture
the toy key. Store?
You ate the toy
and getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Liv
but the
Tyler
throwback, the throwback, and for somebody my age, and it's hysterical having my son now. The line of questioning more than any other is, Dad, when you were a kid.
Yes.
Dad, when you were a kid. I just love it. It's so, and it's definitely something that I missed with the
because
big
you're living history.
Yes.
I mean, you are
you know,
for him.
You took your dickish pills today.
I know, I'm
you
just
really
saying
did.
You are for
you
him. You are for
living
him.
History.
Mike, I saw him before the show.
I'm not a Civil War veteran, for Christ's sake.
Mike, right before the show, he took 2 Dixedrine.
Dick Cedrins. He took his Dick Cedrins today. No, so my son's asking me this continuously, and I tell him, when I was a kid, we didn't have cell phones.
Right.
When I was a kid, we didn't have the internet, and it's kind of fascinating with that. One of my fondest memories of growing up, and I say this all the time, something I miss, and many, many people in their 20s and 30s haven't experienced this. I truly miss the sole proprietors.
Yes.
Of the sporting goods store where you knew the owner, yep, and the shoe store where you knew the owner.
Because you
and
had a guy.
The small department store where you knew the owner.
You had a guy.
And they had to be good to people because they were... There's no need for that anymore.
No, because you're not a representative of the brand. I remember the first TV, this is a good story, the first TV that Big Daddy bought, there was a big fight. I think it might have been a Joe Louis fight that was going to be televised that night. And he went to Glebe Electronics, where he patronized till the end of his life. He needed a washing machine, microwave. He went to Glebe Electronics in Arlington. And he went into the salesman that morning. He says, I would like to have a television brought to my home, set up, and tuned to the Joe Louis fight for tonight. If you can do it, I'll buy it. And the man said, okay. And my grandfather went to work and came home that night and watched the Joe Louis fight. And that's because he talked to the owner and just had that happen.
We all shop now based on price exclusively. Yeah. So, I mean, I do it just like everybody else does it. But back in the day, you had varying degrees of markup, and you would have prices that were predicated on what they could get to a certain extent.
Absolutely.
Right? You would have that, but you did have that relationship with people and service, mm-hmm, and getting things done. And it was, it's kind of a throwback. I think that if I think about my small, and I did grow up in a small town in Connecticut outside of Hartford, you think in terms of that you had the guy that ran this and the guy that ran that. And then you watch them slowly. I watched them slowly eased out. There was a department store, people will remember it, called Zaire. That came in, and I remember I got a motorcycle helmet that was $5.
Kind of like the great grandfather of a Walmart. It was a little bit of everything store.
A little bit of everything, before, like a Kmart type of thing, but that's what it was. And then, I don't know when the real sea change took place, but I think it probably came in right around the time of Home Depot, Walmart is where it really exploded.
I remember in the early 80s, Kmart was a big deal because Kmart would come in and it would change the economy of a town. But really what did it is the Targets and the super Walmarts that they could come in and your hardware store.
If you're still looking for it, it's still a chain, but I'll give them a plug here.
Yes.
I still will frequent an Ace Hardware.
Yes.
If I'm really, 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 really trying to find something, because you got a guy in there. You got guys in there that have been there a while. I think that's still a throwback
owner-operator.
To the old days.
Well, the most skillful person in a hardware store you'll ever find that really, really know what they're doing is if you go to a Home Depot, the skillful person is the one in the orange apron who won't make eye contact with you because that's their skill. And then if you do, it's you have to go over to the guy who cuts things. And then it's always sort of a vague wave.
You go into a Home Depot now.
Yeah.
You go into a box store now and you find the person with the orange apron, and 9 times out of 10, they are going to seek out the one guy that knows everything, who has a stack of 3 old people in front of him.
That's right.
That are all waiting for his time. That's that's the way that rolls because it's so big. You can get lost in it. That's the way it is. And then the guy at my Walmart, the guy that I want to be conservative. I'm a fat guy, so I can say this conservatively. He weighs 10,000 pounds.
Did he have an apron extender?
And I don't know what he does not move.
Right.
He does not move. And, if you buy booze, and, I buy beer over there at the Mart of Wall, you'll hear, if you're doing self-checkout, you'll hear as he makes his way over to.
Because he needs to check your ID.
I'm not stupid. I know how to run the self-checkout, but he has to verify that you, with your gray hair, if he had a button that he could press across the way so he didn't have to worry. So I'm cruel
Why are you doing self-checkout anyway, though?
Because the self-checkout
you don't have to deal with people.
Mart of Wall is the first checkout that I have on the grocery side.
Get it over with.
But by design. There are many more self-checkout. I will never do self-checkout. No, I've done self-checkout at the Depot of Homes, too.
Yeah.
I've done that one. But this guy, I'm not kidding.
No need for small talk.
Yeah. No.
And this is the cruel streak. If it's empty and there's nobody in there and it's him working,
yes.
I will find the furthest kiosk from where he is sitting on his bar
stool. And you should also, Mike, stand between him and the register so you block him.
Yeah. Excuse me.
There are still mom and pops. Especially in the Latin community for the little mercado Latinos.
Sure.
Yeah.
You walk in and you're like, Señora! And then she's like, yeah! And I got the music roaring. Right. And so that's still...
Do they speak Spanish or are you just trying to fool them?
No, speak Spanish to my mother. They speak Spanish.
Do you remember
the hardware stores in that area too? If you want to go get an El Garden hose.
Yeah, there you go.
Mike, one time when we were doing a show in Reno, we actually needed some assistance from one of the costuming people at the Circus. And we went down. It was really cool. We got to go down to the where they keep the all bowels. The costumes for the shows. And Oscar went to the lady that ran the costume.
The elaborate department. Shows at Circus.
Well, I mean, like the showgirl outfits and the outfits like for the cocktail waitresses, just miles and miles of fabric. And Oscar went to the lady that ran costuming and spoke to her in broken Spanish.
Yeah, and she's like, I speak English.
And she looked at him and said, I can steam that for you.
Yes. But like in one of those old movies where they dub over English,
exactly.
It was so perfect.
It was so perfect.
I was like, well, I'll be moving on.
I can steam that for you, and I speak perfect English. And she had a man's voice came out, too. Thanks for coming to Circus. We appreciate that. Now back to Walmart with the 10,000-pound man who has a very, you know how they beep when you scan the item?
Yeah.
He had a special sound on his. It went like this. Thank you.
We can start not this found. Show
now. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello. You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, big.
He does that a lot, doesn't he? I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. Tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son. And he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You do, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike. That's David Bowie and
David Bowie,
Bing Crosby.
I think it is.
David Bowie. David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Does that make you squirm like it makes me squirm?
It used to, but you know what? I enjoy it now somehow. I really do.
It's so awkward.
You know what? It's more awkward to watch it because they can't make eye contact. It's so bad.
They're trying to be relaxed, and in their zeal to be relaxed, they could not appear to be more uncomfortable. And then when they start singing, it's a pretty decent little duet.
Yeah, I like it.
When
peace
on earth. You know, that
type
of thing.
The folklore behind it is that the rehearsals went so bad that David Bowie was going to leave, and he called his mother, and his mother said, If you don't do an appearance with Bing Crosby on a Christmas special, you're going to regret it the rest of your life. Now get in there, swallow your pride, and do it. And it's,
really?
It became legendary, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
that
he was ready
amazing.
To walk. He was ready to walk.
That's it. And there is a takeoff of... it's John C. Reilly... And I forgot who.
Isn't it Will Ferrell?
I think it's probably Will Ferrell.
Yeah, of course it is. Or if it's not, it's Jane Lynch.
Okay. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Salt Lake City, Utah. Might be traveling out there.
Ooh.
Buffalo City, North Carolina. Yorktown, Virginia. Hahira, Georgia. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. I get in the habit of saying North Carolina.
Carolina.
There have been so many cities in it. Did somebody send you, like... Somebody take a road trip through North Carolina and just list the cities?
I think we've got a tremendous contingent in the Carolinas.
In the Carolinas?
Yeah.
All right. Also, Bordeaux, France, the Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. Glad to have you along, everybody. Brought to you by our friends. We were talking about them before the show and how wonderful they're doing for our listeners
yes.
and for all of us. Cornerstone First Financial. A recent study by Bankrate says that 27% of homeowners are missing out on the refinancing boom simply because they don't know what their mortgage rate is. That coupled with the 30-year fixed dropping yet again to a rather record low. Means that the whole tray means 19.4 million homeowners can save hundreds of thousands of dollars. You don't want to miss out on these opportunities. Call my good friend Mark Livingstone. Oscar bumped into him in the hallway. He's doing a refi, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, working on it.
Well, you know what?
Cornerstone
actually,
First Financial.
I will say this. Carrie and I, we closed the night before last. And if you think it's a hassle to go through this, first of all, you're going to save money because the rates are insane. But if you think it's tough, do you know they sent a notary to my house at 7 p.m.? We all masked up. We sat down. She was in her car, gone before 8.
That's amazing.
We just sat in our living room. She explained every paper to us. We signed it. And all of a sudden, we got money and we're saving money. If you don't act on this, you're a dimwit.
Thank you, Rob. Call the only company that we recommend, Cornerstone First Financial. Send them your latest mortgage statement. In a matter of minutes, they will tell you what kind of savings you qualify for. And Cornerstone has the lowest rates guaranteed. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Yeah, we are thinking, look, I don't know if we're like other people. We're beginning to hope again. We're beginning to think about the future again. We're beginning to think about doing things that we have not been able to do, which is get on the road and travel. We're not big overseas travelers in the O'Mara household, but we'd love to see this fruited plane. And, I don't know whether you checked the statistics lately. I'm not getting any younger, you see. And we would really, really like to do...
When you were a kid.
I haven't seen the Pacific Northwest or the real wild, wild western part of the United States. Outside of that road trip to Sturgis, the Dakotas, and a little bit of Wyoming and Nebraska, it was very, very brief.
Well, that
and
doesn't
I
count,
wanted...
though. If you say Pacific Northwest, I mean...
No, hold on. I'm saying the West, the wild, wild west, and the Pacific Northwest.
Okay,
I'm not finished yet, all right?
Let him talk,
I'm talking... He's a nerd that way, you know?
Wait a minute. To the best of my knowledge, the Pacific Northwest is...
No, I am going to get there. I'm thinking about going, flying to Salt Lake City, doing a road trip through Jellystone, moving my way through Montana, and then hitting Dirktown, Washington, moving my way over to Seattle, Washington, and then wrapping things up in Vancouver, Canada.
That sounds glorious.
That's the road. It's about It's about 21 hours of driving. Which is fine if we're breaking it up and then flying back to the great state of Florida. And that's what we now. I have no idea that by June or July or whenever I want to do that. Yeah. And by the way, I'll take all my supplies on the road.
Yeah.
I will not be missing shows. I will be doing shows.
You'll drive for about an hour a day every day and it'll be 21 days trip.
That would be a dream scenario. I'd love that. If they were good places to stay.
Yeah, true enough. Have you ever been to Oregon or Washington State, anywhere in that corner?
I have never been to Washington State. I have never been to Western Canada.
Wow.
I have never been to Montana. I have spent time in Salt Lake City in the airport, but that doesn't really count. No. I have been through Wyoming, but I've been on the other side, the flat, you know, tundra side of Wyoming, and not the mountainous side of Wyoming, where you have these wonderful, you know, places like Jackson Hole and things like that.
Wow.
So I'd like to. That's kind of this was just born this morning because they said, wouldn't it be fun? We've said we wanted to do that, and it's either that or a pure road trip, which would be working ourselves around the Gulf Coast. But, you know, we live on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, so, yeah, you get out of
there. It's a little trashy, let's be honest. Right?
Yeah, it's the other side of the state.
I mean, I'm not sure how trashy. Well, you just blanketly, you know.
But it's America's Pensacola. Armpit.
Well, I mean, when you live in a panhandle, it's always the
America's
way.
Always the way. It is not America.
The Gulf is not an ocean. It's a gulf.
It's a gulf. Well, if we were going to do that, I looked at these the other day. You got your Pensacola, where my son would love to see the military jets.
Sure.
The Navy jets up there. Moving our way over, through Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, I love
Gulfport,
Biloxi Blues.
Mississippi. Yes. And then
maybe
through the Big Easy. Okay. All right. You made your point.
Michael,
now you know,
do you feel like you're going to faint like Papa feels like he's going to faint?
If you get lightheaded, let me know. We'll crack a window.
It would be interesting.
When I was in college,
I want to see these places. I want to see places.
Yeah, but there's no romance in the panhandle.
No, your road trip must start on the other side of the mighty Mississippi.
Big sky country. Yeah. That'd be amazing.
I think big sky and the mountains and the Rockies and that type of
Utah.
Thing would be
Now, my father, when I was in college, lived for, I think, 2 years in Portland, Oregon. And it was a very cool place to live. And the stories he has from there, it's an amazing environment. It's a very, very different culture out there. And I think you'd really enjoy it. They pride themselves on their slugs. They love banana slugs. They have slug merchandise. They love their trailblazers. The weather is fantastic. I would love your take on that area of the United States.
Well, it's not going to be Oregon. It would be probably Salt Lake, Wyoming, Montana, then into the state of Washington, over to Seattle and up to Vancouver.
Do those
states
connect?
Which I think is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, look at the map.
Huh?
You might have to go through Oregon to get to Washington.
You think?
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay, now you're making me, now I have to go into it. You know, you pains in the asses. Swear to God. No, you don't.
Well, it depends. Hold on. I'm sure there's multiple routes.
Yeah.
Unless that tunnel's, there are multiple routes. What are you talking about? I mean,
if the tunnel's
you are
closed,
indicating they don't connect.
No, they connect.
Through the forest, then you got to go around the forest.
Well, what do you mean I have to go?
You mean, can go through the
forest. I'd be going over a mountain range or something like that?
No, Oscar, they cut a hole right through the tree.
In Montana.
You go through the tree. You go through Montana, you can see Dave Letterman.
Really?
Yeah, that's where he lives when he's not shooting the show. Yeah.
All right. I'm just trying to get.
Right, I always like looking at property in Montana, wondering who would live out there. And I was like, everybody would.
Hey, it's your old buddy Dave. Montana.
There's a show called Extreme Log Cabins, where they build extreme log cabins.
Hold it. What's it called and what's it about?
Extreme log cabin building.
Oh, hold on. I'd have to go through Idaho.
Always in Montana.
No, I don't have to go through it. No, I'd have to go through. Yeah, I'd have to go through a little Idaho to get to Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can include Idaho.
Sure.
Utah, Wyoming, Montana, then just a little tip of Idaho.
Just the tip, Mike.
Just for a little
bit. You know, that might be like Coeur d'Alene, that area of Idaho, which is gorgeous, too. And then over into Dirtville, which is Spokane.
Yeah.
And then wrap it up in Seattle and Vancouver, and then come home.
Beautiful.
What do you think?
You can see the Space Needle.
I think...
I'd like to see the Space Needle.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, isn't there
just
one
like
in Las Vegas?
You're needling me right now. I'd like to see the Space Needle.
You've seen it in Las Vegas many a times.
Well, yeah, but that's like seeing the Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas. It doesn't count. It's not the real thing.
You know it is to scale.
Well, so what?
Oregon, Rob, Oregon, it would be, I would have to maybe travel a little south to get through it, to do it. I'm thinking more continuing on a northwestern trajectory.
Understood. Yeah. But you know what? Yeah. Maybe you'd be so in love with the environs, you might extend it. It could be open-ended.
I would love to have a headset, Mike, and go and rock and roll and just plug into hotels.
I'm
going to
take
the
fixins for the show.
Yeah,
and that's a.
Tell me when you think you're going to do this. Is it this summer or next year?
This summer.
Okay.
Oh, you know it'd be great. 4th of July at the Space Needle. You can see the fireworks and the Space Needle at the same time.
I'm not sure I like your tone. You know, I'm not sure. You're nasty.
He's not being sincere.
Sarcastic, no. Phony, bullshit little tone. I don't care for it.
You know what would be great?
It would be a great place to see fireworks, though. Come on.
If you went to Yellowstone and looked at the geyser.
You see, now he's being a dick.
Well, no. But I mean, why are you being dicks? It sounds like a nice road trip.
I'm jealous. Take me with you.
Yes, do.
I don't want to go with you guys.
Why?
Oh, I'll stay here.
We're the best.
Just take him.
It looks like Salt Lake City, then Jackson.
Nice.
Then the long drive to, I'm not sure, maybe Bozeman or Butte. But I'm thinking maybe Missoula.
Oh, that'd be, yeah, that's cool.
Montana.
These are great names that you hear, but I don't know anyone who's ever been there. This will be great.
Then there's a direct route right into Spokane, Washington on I-90. Mm. Then take I-90 and take that over. I could take 90 and then pick up, what's that route? I'm zooming in on it right here.
Please.
It looks like Route 2. Take Route 2 take Route 2 over into Seattle.
Why is Jackson Hole so popular?
It's a ski resort. I think it's a ski resort. Mm-hmm. It's a Richie Rich ski resort. Lots of mountains, lots of snow-capped mountains. I think it would be beautiful. Very, very special. Oh, my God, we're running out of time. I'm sorry. I thought this was the bonus show. We have to take a break.
We could all go and make a DVD.
Yeah.
We'll do that again. We'll do that. No, I mean, we will sometime, maybe, the three
Why
of us.
Not?
It would be fun.
And little
Michael,
when he's like 16, he can drink with us and hang out.
17. You guys can come if you want to. You know, if we come and I write the whole trip off, it'll be great. We'll take a break. And more fun and thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara show. My dream trip.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. There is nothing like late season football when a team's future can turn on one single play. Come on, Big Blue! Be a part of the action with MyBookie, where the action never stops. Whether you're a first-timer or have been playing for years, you're going to love MyBookie. If you can imagine it, you can bet on it. And don't miss their huge casino platform. You get access to all the classic table, slot, and card games. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close. I'm Mike O'Mara, I guarantee it. Make the smart play and sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS at sign up to grab yourself a free $20 bet with your deposit. The terms are simple. You make your deposit, use the code, and you get hooked up with a free bet to use on anything in the sports book. If you've been on the fence about trying your hand at betting, this is a great way to get into it. And since it's on the house, you can't beat it. It's officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. And now the man who predicted, I believe, that the Seattle Seahawks were going to thump my New York Giants. It was quite an upset weekend in the NFL. Mm. Very, very big upsets all around the board. Ladies and gentlemen, he is here. I always look over his right shoulder because the books are important to me. It looks like some sort of catalog of wines or what do we have this week, Nikki?
We've got Hickory Farms, Mike. Nothing says the holidays like summer sausage, smokehouse cheddar, farmhouse, all the cheddars.
All the cheddars.
Ernie and I loaded up. Took Ernie's credit card. We've got a month of just meat and cheese and chocolate. Who needs vegetables? Am I right?
Nikki Diamond is not a compensated spokesman for Hickory Farms.
I didn't know they were still in business.
great to be. Now, for someone that is in your line of work, Nikki, I would imagine that these stunning upsets at the hands of NFC East teams have to upset the apple cart in the world, but it is, you will agree, making the NFL just a tad more interesting, isn't it?
Well, this is the year of the unexpected, and I think we've come to learn, when in doubt, take the underdog, because you never know what's going to happen. You're better off getting points than giving points. Giants football team, case in point. So it's a crazy year, Mike, but hey, that's why I persevered, and I am winning at an amazing clip of 53.7%. So look out, baby!
What an incredible What an incredible record that is. Hey, yeah. Nikki, you know, I know you're a connoisseur of broadcast teams all over all over the globe, radio broadcasts, yes, and radio analysis. Is there any particular one that you would recommend, a pregame show or anything that people might want to check out for any teams in the NFL, like, say, the Baltimore Ravens, for example? Anybody that you can think of that, would be exciting?
This is Kirk McEwen, amazing on 98 Rock, amazing morning show. Can't forget, I don't remember the fell he does it with, some guy who probably has a podcast.
Let me look it up here.
Who doesn't have a podcast in 2020?
Right? That's true. That's
So Monday night, there's the Purple Power Hour. It's this Rob and Joe fellas. It's an hour long, 8 minutes of football talk, 53 minutes of Rage Against the Machine. It's a very good balance of music and football for the diehard football fans of the city of Baltimore, which very now good. Closes their restaurants at 2 p.m., I believe. Very great. Let's get that lunch rush and then go bankrupt.
If you had to choose a favorite host of the two, be it Joe or Rob, do you have one that you prefer?
I do. I prefer Rob Mayer. Joe Robinson. I'm sorry. Can we say that? Amazing,
we'll
man.
Let it in post.
I wish Joe would let Rob talk more.
Let's get right to it. A big weekend. They're getting bigger now in the NFL, Rob. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry.
Nikki.
Sorry. Well, the curtain's pulled back. Take it away, Nikki. What do you got for us this week?
Well, the Las Vegas Raiders, excuse me, it took a miracle to beat the worst team of all time, the Jets. And now they play the Colts. I say it's a Merle. It's the sure thing. The Colts cover the 2.5. You're gonna beat the Colts. You can barely beat the Jets. Get out of here, Vegas. You're done, John Gruden. You should have stuck to broadcasting. You and Joe Robinson. That'd be a great show. All right. Diamond Player of the Week, Aaron Jones, the Packers versus the Lions. He's gonna run. He's gonna catch. He's gonna do it all. 120 yards, 2 touchdowns. Line him up. And now for your winning ass pick Sunday night, the Cardi B. I'm gonna go with Cardi B's favorite restaurant, Jimmy C, the Buffalo Bills, the Cerritos, the Bills over the Steelers, Cardi B, Nikki D, Jimmy C, Pittsburgh, none are defeated, Buffalo U, the new number 2 in the AFC, it's the Chiefs, it's the Bills roll over the Steelers, light them up, everybody!
There he goes. Yes.
And then the computer is shut.
Wow. A peek behind the curtain there. Hey, we're fun, up on another break. That happens here. Hey, Jimmy, how about that? They're going to be pissed off, the Pittsburgh Steelers, losing to the Washington football team. But we'll see what happens. It should be interesting. See if he can maintain that 53%. Should be exciting. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. I want to hear about Oscar's nightmare.
Yes. Mm.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This year, spend the holidays with America's favorite family. It's a Cerrito Family Christmas, featuring the whole Cerrito family. Maureen Donahue Cerrito.
Who wants Christmas cookies?
Jimmy reciting a holiday classic.
Was the night before Christmas and all through the Buffalo Wing.
A visit from Cousin Polly Cerrito.
Forget about it.
The adorable Cindy Lou Cerrito.
Santa Claus, is that you?
And who could forget the tiniest Cerrito, Pony Tim.
God bless us, everyone.
And a special musical appearance by Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm the Prince of Darkness.
A Cerrito Family Christmas is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Everything you need to deck the halls, trim the tree, and gifts for the whole family. Shop Target and Walmart by clicking the Holiday Shopping Center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. And from our family to yours, we wish you
Happy Holidays!
A Merry Christmas, everyone!
Thank you, Mark Twitch Riddell. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. Cold snap in Florida, Bert. Yeah, I mean, 46 degrees yesterday, 48 degrees
chilly.
This morning.
That's
chilly, chilly. There's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Those fireside moments keep you grounded and remind you how to be human. We were just talking about a friend of ours that got a Solo Stove. Loves it, loves it, loves it. And we all got them. We all love them. Mm-hmm. Solo Stove, they create the moments. They've got stainless steel construction. They're designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently, and there's very little smoke. You'll wonder how there's so much fire. It's so neat and tidy for a fire. It's fantastic. You don't get the campfire smell on you. Solo Stove products are portable. They have a carrying case. You can take it to your friend's house. Easy to light, totally portable. And Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. It is cold down here in Florida, 48 degrees this morning. Oscar came into the show maybe yesterday or the day before.
It was Monday.
It was Monday. You had a horrible nightmare over the week. You didn't go into a lot of detail, but
well,
it was...
it was a nightmare, a true nightmare.
Okay.
So I don't generally dream that much. I just don't. It's not something that, or frankly, have nightmares. And... this is going to be weird after this week. I had a nightmare that Rob Spiewak died.
Oh my God.
Like, isn't that crazy?
Oh my God.
Graphically detailed?
He was killed standing at a metro stop.
Oh, like in House of Cards.
Yeah, but the metro...
Boom.
Next stop is New Carrollton.
Boom, boom.
Rob Spiewak down the platform, Farragut West.
Why am I laughing?
Rob Green was standing on the metro platform doing his Mo Green impression.
You know who I am?
Who?
I'm Mo Green.
Love when they grab him by the neck.
Wow.
So I went to go help him.
Yes.
And it wasn't a gruesome, like...
Was he pushed off the platform? How did that... There it is.
Next stop, Farragut West. Rob Spiewak. Body and train.
All right, so what happened? This is fascinating.
We're for me, at least, part of my... We're running late already.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's my fault, right?
Right.
And I'm telling Rob, like, do you have everything? Like, do you have all your sound effects? Like, are we ready to go?
Oh, so you're with me?
Yes, we're together.
Oh, my God.
We are together.
And what happened?
So Rob wasn't paying attention, so he stumbles off of the track.
Off the platform?
Off the platform onto the track. I don't know why I'm laughing because I woke up scared.
Well, it would be terrifying.
Rob used to carry like a little satchel around. I don't know if he still has that.
I remember.
Backpack now, guys.
Okay, but he used to be satchel guy.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. He used to be satchel guy.
Yes.
On Satchel Page.
So he's down on the track, and I'm like, don't touch a third rail. And and I hear the train coming.
Here it comes. So I jump down to get it.
No, you fall in because you stumbled off.
And do I have my stuff with me?
Your stuff. Like, you're dusting yourself off.
Okay.
And I'm looking at you. I'm like, I'm trying to help you, and people are coming over.
Sure.
Right.
Because
I know it's going to take a few people to get you off that platform, and I just can't lift you. So
was a fat joke that he slipped in.
But I said I need help right away. So people are coming.
Right.
And he said, so we're about to pull you up, and you look back. You're like, my satchel. And I was like, leave it! Because you hear this, you know when a train's coming,
sure,
especially
you see
in DC
it.
Metro, like, you hear it coming, you see the lights coming around the corner. And you say, my satchel, I said, F your satchel! And you let go of me, and you go to get your satchel, and by that time the train is coming, and here's the audio vault! You throw it at me on the...
Like saving the show?
I saved the show!
Here's the audio vault.
Think fondly of me. Here's the audio vault. Keep them laughing. Oscar. It would have to be.
Bump.
Here's the audio vault.
Oh, no. And was it graphic at all?
No. This is what's crazy. The train goes over him. You hear like the ba-bump, ba-bump, ba-bump.
Was the train damaged?
It kept going.
The train damaged.
Oh, we're going to have to put that in the body shop.
It won't buff out.
My God. So what happened?
On the other side, when the train moves, And weirdly enough, the train goes and then does the stop at the end of the tracks. And
sure.
People get off.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, don't you want to look away, but you're looking like, brah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like in a movie or one of these Lego movies, you're flattened out onto the tracks. So like, you see all of
like a cartoon.
Like
an Gumby. Animal House like when they run over Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He's like flattened out.
Stay calm.
So
is he? And
he's nice
he,
and flat.
He,
and you see all of Rob. No gruesome. No blood. Nothing.
Yeah,
he's just flat.
Just Rob flattened.
Yes.
Am I dead at this point?
No. I run. So I jump on the tracks.
I'm not dead yet.
And I'm like, Rob. You're like, did you get the audio vault? And then you fade away.
Like disappear?
Oh. Yeah, you like disappear.
Oh,
there it is. I'll open it again.
Thank you for closing it.
And then I'm like, oh my God. Like, and I feel like this anxiety, terrified. And then,
it's almost like I'm a mythical creature.
And then I turn around and I look over like to get back off the platform.
Right.
It's clearly dangerous. And you know whose meat hook of a hand's waiting for me?
Oh.
Rob Ford. He's like, I can help you up.
That's weird.
That's a dark turn.
It's a dark turn. Your replacement is already in hand.
And close enough that he could have pushed me down.
Did your anxiety melt away once you saw Rob Ford?
That's when I woke up, and I woke up terrified. Scared, terrified.
Wow. Was he any nicer to you on Monday when he came in?
No, still a dick.
Yeah.
That's where he's been. Mm-hmm. See how he does that? See, didn't have to teach him on that one. That was a really good, super quick nightmare. Scared, I really enjoyed that. That was fantastic.
I've been trying to tell you guys, and this whole brouhaha with Rob, I was like, people are going to think I want to kill him.
No, this happened on Monday. You tried to save me and the audio vault.
You saved the show before yourself, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Take the show.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with
the news you may not need
right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Comfort and joy. Hello, my friends.
Hey,
this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Haben Sie Uber about the coronavirus? Das ist crazy. So, I want to offer some advice because we need to protect senior citizens like your Großmutter und your Großvater, die Kinder and each other. Hopefully, we can flatten the curve in time for Christmas so we can celebrate around the Tannenbaum and enjoy the presents and eat the Schwarzwaldkirschtorte and things. To do this, we must social distance, which is hard. I have to eat my own schnitzel at home because the restaurants are closed and stuff. No one is allowed to pet my miniature horse. And I can't make love to my housekeeper if I am 6 feet away. This must keep me so angry. Arr! But you can protect yourself by shopping at the TMOS Shopping Center at MikeOMaraShow.com, Target, and Walmart. Remember, we must obey the rules and we can beat the corona, okay? Good. Est is bad disease, but at least it's not a tumor. Dankeschön.
Thank you, Arnold. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's bat. Bat. It's a bat.
Remember, if you want to do, you know, for the Arnold primer out there is pronounce your D sounds like T's.
Exactly.
That'll be a good way, you know. And then make your T sound sound like D's.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you get it, yeah. She was very fad.
The tears are streaming down my face. It makes me very sad.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. You might think preparing your own meals means spending tons of time shopping and prepping just so you can eat better. Wrong, Buffalo Bread!
Ho-ho!
Speaking of buffalo, how about that buffalo chicken? Let me tell you about Freshly. Freshly's nutritionists and chefs create meals made with whole food ingredients that taste great and are better for you. They do all the planning and prepping and cooking. All you have to do is heat for 3 minutes. It was 2 minutes and 55 seconds the other day.
Okay.
Good morning.
Truffled skirt steak.
I had the buffalo chicken breast with the cheddar mashed cauliflower.
So I'd use that for my last meal before a trip to the metro station.
Luckily, you don't ride it much, so you're safe.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Before you were flattened out. These days, going to the grocery store can be a challenge. Wearing your mask, trying to keep your distance, and worrying about who's coughing in the next aisle. With Freshly, you can skip all that and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Actually chatted with the delivery guys that dropped mine off on Monday. Simply order online or on the Freshly app and choose from over 30 delicious, satisfying, better-for-you meals like steak, peppercorn, and harvest time chicken risotto. It is great stuff, and they do a wonderful job. Join the 1.5 million satisfied Freshly users and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Freshly.com/TMOS.
News.
News. News. Hopefully it won't be bad. Dankeschön. Where's my swoosh?
Play the swoosh.
Wearing a scarf will not stop the coronavirus from spreading.
That's right, Oscar.
So let's remember this. Might be tempting to use your scarf to cover your face instead of a mask, but they don't do a great job of blocking those tiny droplets. You see a lot of people with these, what are they called? The neck things that you pull up
is a gator?
A gator?
Yeah.
They're not good either.
No.
They don't do a great job of blocking those tiny droplets the virus clings to. Even scarves that are tightly knit aren't a safe bet, because how snugly your mask fits is a big factor. And we don't really wear scarves tight against our face.
And, I mean, truth be told, the scarf is sort of a dick garment.
I love them.
Naturally.
Hey, recent studies have found... Sometimes I just move on. Recent studies have found wearing a mask doesn't just protect other people if you're infected. They also give you some protection, so you're also putting yourself at risk if you use a scarf. Obviously, this doesn't mean you can't wear scarves at all. Just make sure you wear them over your mask, not instead of your mask. So that's it. And by the way, I don't get paid to endorse, but I think it's the called Tommy Copper. Would that be the name
yes.
of the company?
Yes, Tommy Copper.
Those are my favorite masks. I wear them all the time because they fit the fat face very, very nicely.
Oh, good.
Google's year-end search is out. The top searches this year were for election results, the coronavirus, and Kobe Bryant. The top where is search was where is my stimulus money? And the top where to buy question was where to buy a PS5 and where to buy toilet paper.
Do you know why we're so stupid as a country? It's not what is with the stimulus package or what is the status of the...
Where
is
my money?
My check?
Where's my money?
Shaking the envelope.
It's so sad. It's the way people roll. Hey, and then speaking of stupid America, a little sidetrack here, if I could.
Please.
Watching a documentary about a snake handler in Alabama. All right.
Down south?
Two of the words together I hate. He got bit. It's bitten.
Bitten.
It's bitten. He was bitten, not he got bit.
And it should be the snake bit him, because the actor voice is better anyway.
Yeah, so, bitten more like
the
Pennsylvania.
The snake bit him. He got
bitten. Mike, he got bitten.
Don't we always say dog? Oh, she got bit.
Yeah.
She got bit.
Dummy.
It's like we slide on it, you know? The dog bit her. Thank you. That's great. Oscar's making me laugh. You're both making me laugh today. Nicolas Cage is hosting. Oscar made it sound like we were doing an English class at a community college. Nicolas Cage is hosting a 6-episode series of Netflix on Netflix called The History of Swear Words. I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in. That's the first sentence. I could throw this story in the trash and move on. It's just too good. Each episode is only 20 minutes. It focuses on the origins of a single word. Of the 6, the only one I can say on the air is damn.
Oh,
the others start with the letters B, D, P, and of course S and F.
There's a trailer online, Mike, for the
P word. Is there a trailer for it?
I can play you the audio if you like.
Very good.
It's a pretty good trailer, and this is about a word that starts with the letter P. All right?
Okay.
It is a thing of great wonder and mystery, quivering with complexity, strength, and resilience. However, also buried within a delicate femininity, and dare I even say, naughtiness. Look one way and you see a gentle feline innocence. Look another way and, oh my. Yes, it has the power to stir our souls and intoxicate our minds. Men have died for it. Women have moved in with each other way too soon for it. And to fully capture its essence, we must plunge, unafraid, deep within its enchanted garden. Oh, my friends, we are so close now. Feast your eyes upon the very house of life and death, the temple of sensuality. And a term for that kid too afraid to play dodgeball in gym class. Behold!
That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder how many people, when I played that, thought I was going to play this.
Here it is.
A lot of people did, probably.
15 days.
15 days, Mike.
15 Ooh. Days for Christmas shopping.
Hi there.
15 days to
this is when he's hammered, right?
Yes. This is right after he fell on the Metro tracks.
Hi. Have you done your Christmas shopping? You better hurry up or...
You'll be sorry.
That's there one of the is. Greatest ones.
15 days. Anyway, on the Nick Cage show, there'll be celebrity guests, including Sarah Silverman.
Shocking.
I wonder what word she gets. Nikki Glaser, there's another potty mouth. Mm-hmm. And Nick Offerman.
Dirty bird.
But also linguists, cognitive scientists, and lexicographers.
Mm. Okay.
It's hitting Netflix on January 5th. That's something we need. That's
yeah,
good.
I'd watch
That's
that.
A funny.
Yeah.
I might check it out. Might bore me after the first episode based on that trailer, but we'll see what happens. If there's an appropriate time frame that must be observed before something can be rebooted, HBO must be severely violating it. True Blood just ended its seventh season run in 2014, and there's already a reboot in the works. It's being developed by the creator of Riverdale and The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
So what? Is it going to skew teen? Because those are two teen-centric shows. Are they going to be younger vampires? It
says here Alan Ball is an executive producer. Didn't he produce the original?
I believe so, yeah.
He's the guy who developed the original, says it right after that,
uh-huh.
Which is based on the series of novels by Charlaine Harris. So I'm a fan of True Blood. That doesn't bug
I
me.
I thought
that
it fell apart at the end. It started really strong, but the last season, I think I even bailed on it.
Who don't like bloodsuckers?
That's right.
Vampires, yeah.
Remember,
I love it when the people got bit.
I like the fact that they introduced the mythology that a vampire can't come into your house unless he's invited in.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very and cool. Then that's he how you keep him out.
Disanguinated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, because once you let him in, forget it.
Katie barred the door.
I think Winslow tears the house up. Forget about that. Oh, and Winslow, hope your balls are okay. They might be gone by now. Yeah, he's getting snip-snip. A shopping mall Santa in Connecticut is facing charges. This is a little something-something for you. After he groped and exposed himself to a teenage coworker on Monday.
No.
It's my home state, so the coworker says 45-year-old Prince Carter hugged and grabbed her, then flashed her while they were in the break room together Monday night. He's facing multiple charges for sexual assault and risk of injury to a minor, and the shopping mall banned him from ever setting foot again on the property. Kids who spend any time on Santa's lap are expected to quarantine until the end of the year.
Oh, God.
Sorry. It's nasty. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Carla said that was a little gross. Ran that by here. I said, is this too gross? She said, gross, but funny. I said, thank you. That's it. You know,
I'm on my effing break.
What is that?
You think you can make my life any more miserable? You take your best shot.
Is that a candy cane?
I have to have real food in my mouth when I do that, Billy Bob. We'll take a break.
It should be lettuce, Mike. For accuracy, it should be lettuce.
Should be lettuce falling out of my mouth. I'm on my effing break. My favorite part of Bad Santa. We'll be back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show in his satchel.
Hey, how are you? This is Ray Romano, and I'd like to say hi and Merry Christmas to all our friends at KCJJ. And, you know, I know Robert's a big fan. Don't you like Steve Bridges, Robert?
He's a great American, Ray. He's a wonderful, talented American.
Yeah, I second that. Hey, KCJJ, Steve Bridges and company, happy holidays to all you and your listeners. Right, Robert?
Yes, Raymond. Happy holidays.
That was so good. Where the hell did you dredge that up from?
I'd never good throw anything Lord. Away. Never
God,
throw
anything he's away. He's a hoarder. look at this stuff. It's called truff.
Love it.
That, by the way, is their hotter sauce.
Mm.
So I think that's the hottest one you can get. There is nothing that's not better with Truff hot sauce. Truff, that's T-R-U-F-F. The FF is in flippin' fantastic.
Mm. Yum!
It's a luxury hot sauce that makes every meal five stars. Eggs, fish, chicken, barbecue. I love it on my eggs.
Yes.
I haven't tried it on a cold cereal yet. We never got our cereal discussion today.
We'll do it.
But it's not out of the question. I mean, this stuff is that good. Truff is crafted with a signature blend of red chili, black truffle, organic agave nectar, and savory spices. Try the Truff flagship hot sauce or the Truff hotter than hot sauce. That one right here. For those who can never get enough heat. Or treat yourself to the premium white Truff hot sauce. Perfect heat blended with the taste of the luxurious and fragrant white truffle. O-M-G. It's that good. It's more than a hot sauce. It's a showstopper.
Clinker.
And it's not a clinker.
No,
it's a showstopper. Try to hesitate from doing that. From repeating that. OCD. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide.
10% site-wide hot sauce.
And you use promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 10% off everything, anything, including the White Truff VIP box and the Truff Variety Pack. Just in time for the holidays. Just shop at Truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. Remember, FF is in fine flavor.com and use promo code TMOS.
Woo!
Yes. Woo, read that last part. Anyway, that's it. We got to open up the audio vault for the Rob Spiewak. It's a clanker.
Mike, I have a quarantine for you, and it's Christmas related.
Oh, that's
have
exciting.
A 2020 Christmas.
Sorry, we weren't able to hear more.
That's
of it.
All right. I'm surprised it went that long. So last night I did not watch the NBC televised live version of The Grinch with Matthew Morrison from Glee. Did anyone watch this?
No.
I'm afraid that I was not able to do that. I was watching my pick to click.
Yes.
Murder on Middle Beach.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Thumbs up on that?
Oh, spectacular. Yeah. I'll talk about it.
All right.
It's great.
It was not live, but it had all the markings of like a Broadway-looking show. But people were like live blogging, and they said, this fart joke is not okay. It sort of implies that Santa, or the Grinch as Santa, might be lactose intolerant.
Milk and cookies. I'm a Roger. I'm a Grinch.
Oh! Max, how dare you?
He blames it on the
you
dog.
The neighbors.
Yeah. So that's what we're showing our kids now for Christmas.
A wet fart.
A very wet fart.
Gross. Yeah, but I mean, it's like, I like a fart joke as much as the next guy, but don't cheap out with the Grinch. Yeah. Grinch is supposed to do that.
No, you know? I agree. I mean, so,
and make it without the sound. Without the sound, it's funnier, too. I like it with the sound when you're talking about the checkout guy at Walmart.
Yes. They see
that's a funny fart, though.
Understated and funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I don't
that
think
one
you can go that long on it. Well, I don't know, though. I laugh at them. I do. I laugh at them all the time in their various forms. But so I cannot be a hypocrite.
Well, I think what we've learned here is that now NBC is okay with a fart sound. So watch out on the Today Show when Al Roker does the weather.
You know, and as far as the Grinch, okay. Can you rebuild it and reboot it any more times? Seriously? Can you just run that into the ground without... You know what? You don't want to give a nod to Christmas Chronicles with the one and two.
That's my... Yeah. That's what,
even though
that's
the second
was
one wasn't all that,
that
good, it was a little forced. But at least you're creating something. You
that's
know?
What I watched last night. That's the movie I was going to talk to you about.
Did the kids
Christmas
love it?
Chronicles 1 or 2?
1. I got a little bit into 2. It didn't quite grab me. Maybe I wasn't in the right frame of mind. I will give it a second chance.
2's not as good.
But the first one had me welling up with tears. It is such a good Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. It really, really is. I think Kurt Russell is maybe the best on-screen Santa
since
Miracle.
If you watch The Christmas Chronicles 2, please watch it because our own Adrian Garcia is the elf that turns human.
The hardest part, right, is they had to CGI, though, to make him taller. So,
hi, Adrian.
Thank you.
There was a high school basketball game, and this went viral yesterday. The PA went out, and it got obviously to the point where everyone, you know, stood for the national anthem, and they couldn't play the national anthem because the PA broke. They couldn't even announce that it was broken because the PA was broken. So a father, eating popcorn, threw his mask, pulls his mask down, and does this.
Everybody!
Wow.
And it proved to them that a friend was still there.
Does he hit the last note?
Say, this guy's good.
Cool. Obviously, wow. They picked it up in progress because cool. No one expected it was going to happen. But according to witnesses there, he just began to sing and made the whole thing happen. And I love that's moments so cool. like
that. I don't
that.
Like it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I hated that.
Boo.
No, I'm sorry. Just kidding.
So,
we're so dead in America.
So
I like that.
This guy, he's a dad.
He's all right.
He wants to...
You're just jealous.
You know what I would ask that guy if I knew that guy and I said, hey, how do I get my check?
I hope he doesn't get bit.
So there's this guy. We'll close with this. He's trying to motivate his little daughter to clean her room, and he's using a megaphone and cheerleading techniques. But tell me if he doesn't sound like a certain Buffalo bar owner we know.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What are you ready for? Are you ready to clean the room?
No.
Are you ready to go to the playground?
Yeah.
Let's clean the room!
All the way Buffalo!
Kelsey, it's time to move out.
That's your magic audio book! Have a great Thursday, everybody!
I think if you wanted to know that you've been there too long, that's it. We got to get going. We'll be back tomorrow with another brand new show. Maybe
who wants
talk
to
about
live on a boat?
This show that we like so bad called Murder on Middle Beach. Give me a little reco on that one. And more fun and more thrills, everybody, including my latest bitch, those tiny little nickel-sized batteries.
Yes.
That could not suck enough. Yes, sir. Just trying to change the battery in my thermometer, my rectal thermometer.
But Mike, we got to give them credit. I mean, as opposed to like a 9-volt, these are so much easier to swallow.
Yes, they are. Yeah, yeah. Why does my colon burn? We'll take a little time out. We'll be back tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Group.
It's Dungeon. They pack your things. They're loading your car.
Pandemic. 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 Pandemic.